Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to another week of G-Thanks Just Bought It, the podcast where we talk about what we just bought and what you might need to buy next. I am joined by Laura Lutz. She is the owner, founder, candle maker at Burrow Home. If you follow G-Thanks Just Bought It on Instagram, you know how much I love Burrow Home candles. And I love that it was started by Laura, who is kind of like an OG member of the G-Thanks community. So Laura, I'm very happy to have you on the show. Welcome.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
You know, I'm a big candles ho slash Burrow Home, Burrow Ho Home fan. You have been doing, you kind of hit the ground running. When did you launch? Was it the summer?
Yeah, so I started in July. July 1st was my launch date.
Right.
So just about a half a year ago, yeah.
That's nuts. And tell us a little bit about what you've done between July and now.
Oh my gosh. Well, I guess we could start back to the beginning. I began the journey of creating this business on my birthday, which is coming up next month. And I literally received some trendy candles. I won't say the brand. And I just thought like, okay, Oh, I could just do this way better. And I love fragrance. So I started then. I researched, I tested a bunch of different types of wax and all of that. And so I launched in July. And ever since then, I have been literally blown away by all of the support I've been receiving from my friends, my family, and especially you and your community. And just launching my fall collection, launching holiday. November was an insane month for me and my business. And then going into 2022, my goal is to definitely increase wholesale accounts and just be super creative. I love fragrance. It's my biggest passion right now.
That's so lovely. You do a fantastic job. As you know, because I messaged you the other day that I broke out my emergency harvest candle, which I had.
Oh, that was a good one.
It was so good. Was that one of the monthly edits?
It was a monthly edit, and then I also had it in store. I have a couple of in store like shopping. I have a store at Portland and a store in Iowa.
Amazing!
I'll shout her out. It's called Golden Hour. But Harvest, I think that was definitely the top seller for fall. It was an oat milk chai scent,
yeah,
and it's just the perfect cozy scent. It may be coming back as a permanent, so I have to like see what the people want.
Well, the people, me, want Harvest. It is so nice. You know what? When I was like a teenager, I really was really into like, you know, the Bath and Body Works, like Sugar Cookie and like Grandma's House, like just very like vanilla, sweet, sweet scents. This feels like an adult version of like a very nice, sweet, kind of cozy smell. Like Harvest reminds me of like an Evolution scent from, I don't know. It's like when it, like Harvest, Harvest is like when you buy your first nice bottle of perfume after wearing like Victoria's Secret body spray for a very long time. You know?
Yeah, I think the main goal of my brand is to elevate the candle experience, especially in the scents. I think there's so many cloyingly sweet scents out there, and I feel like people have kind of like had enough.
Yes.
So I'm trying to bring a little bit of sophistication, more complex scents. And I know I custom blend all of the scents that go into my candles. You know, there's a lot of candle makers out there that kind of just, you know, do one note and you can kind of smell the same notes between certain brands. But I try to keep it complex and interesting, not too sweet. You know, it's, I like a more, I guess, elevated kind of vibe.
Yeah, no, I mean, and you completely did that. The monthly edit, the candle club, is $25 a month, right? And it's one candle a month, mm-hmm. a different limited edition candle a month. I think I joined immediately after you,
yes, you did.
Announced. Yes. I was so excited. Mm-hmm. And I love it. You get a new candle every single month. It's like a gift from me to me. I'm so thoughtful to myself.
Yeah. The subscription service was something that I had thought of early on. And it's kind of a way to not only just, you know, everybody loves subscription boxes, mm-hmm. But it's a way for me to flex my creative juices and see kind of what people really like and what sticks. So there is a new scent coming out next month called Sanctuary. And I know you are a fan.
Oh, my gosh. You're doing it full time. Mm-hmm. Full time Sanctuary.
Going to be permanent.
Oh, good. Yes. I loved Sanctuary. I mean, really, yes. Honestly, you haven't sent me a candle I didn't love. But like, yes, Sanctuary, Trail, Harvest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's a great way for me to get feedback and see, you know, what do people want permanently? So it's been really, really fun.
Yeah. You've done such an amazing job. I really admire the work that you've been able to do in the last, like, 7 months, not even 6 months.
Mm-hmm. yeah, I know. It's been a roller coaster.
I'm excited for you to keep going. So, and I'm excited for more people to learn about Borough Home through this episode. It is just perfect. Perfect candles. Also, this came up the other day in the group. You do the burn on Borough Home and the burn on Hotel uh-huh. Lobby for me are unmatched because there's burn for both of you. Yeah. Because I don't get, like, I have had other trendy candles come mm-hmm. my way and I don't get that same thing from them. And there's nothing worse than feeling like you just wasted money, like pooling down a wick.
That was the main reason why I was like, wait, I can do this better because I feel like half of my candle is not being used.
Right.
So it's a big trial and error. I mean, it's a lot of science, a lot of weighing, and a lot of just testing.
Yeah. Well, you've done an excellent job and I'm excited to shout you out here. And I know that a lot of, Gee Thanks listeners are also Borough Home, buyers, shoppers, candle lovers.
Oh yeah.
So I'm very happy about that. But I wanted you to come on the show because we were chatting about books via DM.
Oh yes.
And I was mm-hmm. saying how the pandemic has really fucked me, for lack of a better term, in terms of reading. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of people, you know, there's things that I could really, I think everybody has this experience. Like there's stuff that we could do really easily like 2 years ago. And I'm not talking about like going out to dinner or like hanging out with our friends, just like normal, like kind of brain things that have just like been lost. And for me, it's like sitting down and reading a book. And I use a Kindle most of the time. I would say like 9 out of 10 times I'm reading a book. It's on a Kindle. But even then I'm like, sometimes I'm just like, I would rather just stare at the screen of my phone or the television or whatever. And you were saying that the product you wanted to bring today is, I'm teeing you right up. Tell us all about it.
So the product, it's not really a tangible product. It is an app and it is called Libby. And it is a free app that is connected mm-hmm. through your local library. So if you have a library card, and I know a lot of libraries were closed during the pandemic, this is a free way to access all of the audiobooks and regular books and also magazines, cookbooks, anything that your library carries is pretty much on Libby, and it's amazing.
Yeah.
It's changed my life.
When did you start using Libby?
I think I started using Libby probably several years ago. I think I learned about it through Forever 35. And at that point, I was using Audible and spending $15 a month. Mm-hmm. And like, I didn't have any money. And I was like, wait, why am I doing this? I could get this all for free. So I immediately downloaded the app and it's amazing.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I think we all know how the library works.
Yeah. But people really don't understand the breadth of a library's resources. And this is just another way to access that. And I think it's all about accessibility for me. Mm-hmm. You know, if you have a smartphone, you can download Libby. I think I don't know. I'm very big on reading and getting people to read more, no matter what that means. So you could even download the latest issue of Vogue for free using Libby, which is amazing. So I just want to preach the gospel of Libby.
I am trying to get back into a place of reading again. It's hard because I have not flexed the muscle in a while. I'm very jealous of people who read like a book a week. It's just not, I used to do it. Like I used to be the most voracious reader and I lost it. Like I read probably like 5 books last year, maybe. It just went away. Audiobooks are great. I do love an audiobook. My question to you is like Libby for me, when I use it, it feels great for titles that are not popular. But like, what if when a book comes out and you like really want to read it, sometimes you're like, you're on a wait list and the book will be yours in 36 weeks. Where do you go then?
Okay, so here is my suggestion. If you are first downloading Libby for the first time, all of the books that you want to read, and another good app to use is Goodreads, and that's a really great resource for things that are coming out. Libby will also have, you can place holds for books that are not yet published. So there's number one. So go on to Libby and just put a bunch of holds on. And a lot of the times the holds will become available before it says, you know, 16 weeks. Like I'm trying to download Crying in H Mart and it says, oh, your hold will be available in 16 weeks. You know, if everybody with that book finishes it up in the next week and a half, I could have that book. So I say, don't let that deter you from what you want to read. Just put the hold on there no matter what. You can also, if you tend to have a lot of books on hold and a lot of them become available to you at once, you can, you know, say, oh, I want to read this now, but I can also save that next hold for a future date.
Oh, and so it'll you still can be like, there for you. You can like defer it.
Yep.
Oh, that's interesting. I never knew that you could place a hold on a book that has not yet come out. That changes the game. Yeah, that changes the game for sure. What's the last? So you have Crying in H Mart on hold. What other books do you have on hold right now? And what is currently in your library?
So Crying in H Mart is the only book I have on hold right now. But I love David Sedaris's books, and I do think that they're best listened to on audiobook because he narrates his own books. So I'm currently listening to his latest book. It's called A Carnival of Snackery, and it's hilarious as usual. And also Tracy Ullman is a guest narrator in this audiobook version, which is very delightful.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah. I love Libby so much, but also I'm not a Kindle. I don't look at my phone to read, so I would never download like an actual book onto my phone. I use Libby much more for an audio kind of experience.
That's interesting. I use it for reading on the Kindle. I don't usually read on my phone. I find it like pretty distracting. But before I go to bed, I like reading on my phone. For one reason or another, I think like it works for me. I actually get reading done. Whereas like the second I open my Kindle, if I'm in bed, I fall asleep, which fine, but I'd like to read the books.
Right.
I wanted to give a piggyback suggestion too, which is Libro.fm. And I don't know if you use them.
I've heard of them, but I don't know anything about them. So okay. I'm excited to hear about them.
So if you do want to buy books, so Libby is like the best app, obviously, for library, for borrowing. But if you want to buy books, Libro.fm gives you a way to do it to your Kindle, which of course is your Amazon-owned device, but without patronizing Amazon. Basically what it lets you do is similar to Audible, similar to Kindle. You can find any book on there, but instead of having the money go to Amazon, you can pick an independent bookstore that your money will go to. So
I love that idea.
Yeah. When people buy on bookshop.org, it's kind of the same thing. And then Bookshop does that for like physical books, and then Libro.fm does that for audiobooks. So you basically are buying audiobooks through your local bookstore.
Oh, that's amazing.
Audiobooks and ebooks. One of the things that is super helpful in the audiobook world for me is, like, weirdly, I hate reading celebrity memoirs, like, in book form, but I love listening to them. And so
I think they have to be that way, right? I mean, it just makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, truly, like, it's so much better to listen to a famous person tell their life story.
Yeah.
And I'm excited now that I realize, like, I should listen to more David Sedaris, because I don't know that I've enjoyed reading David Sedaris, but I bet I would enjoy listening to David Sedaris.
Yeah, he has just, like, that. He has such a good voice for his satire. He's just very dry, and I think it makes the experience much more enjoyable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, truly, like, one of my favorite listens in the last couple years was Jessica Simpson's memoir. And I just, like, it's just so fun. I listened to Mariah Carey's memoir, and I did all of it through Libro.fm. Oh, I misspoke. Nice. They don't do ebooks. It's just audiobooks, but that makes sense. It's an Audible competitor, and Audible is owned by Amazon. But, like, you know, I want the next on my list for listening. And of course, like, I consider listening and reading from the Kindle to be the same. You're finishing a book either way. I think it's, like, weird and ableist when people are like, oh, listening to books doesn't count. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
How could that be possible? Like, yeah, right. Like, right. Shut up. But I'm trying to plan some, like, long drives, literally just to listen to books. And that's what I miss the most about, like, living. Not, like, I mean, even my friends who live in New York City aren't commuting anymore. But, like, my commute time was, like, 2 hours a day, basically. One at the beginning of the day, one at the end, where I could either just zone out listening to a book or just sit there and read. And I realized, like, I really miss that.
Yeah, that's, I mean, I think especially in 2020, I was furloughed from my job for about 3 months, and this was during the summertime. So my favorite activity was sitting in my backyard in the heat and reading a book. And it's true. Like, it's a muscle that you have to work. It's like, it's hard, and you lose that really quickly, especially after college and just, you know, working and being busy. You forget, like, books exist, and it's an enjoyable thing.
Yeah, you forget that you can read for fun. And I know there are people out there being like, I never forgot. And I'm like, I'm very happy for you. But I truly, I went through a phase after college where it was like, I learned to love to read again because I hated reading in school. I only wanted to read what I wanted to read. And then I went through, I mean, not a phase. I mean, like, I read so much. I would read, like, at least a book a week. And then the pandemic happened, and I thought I was spending so much time on my phone just, like, reading the news and looking at the notifications, and I finally turned them off, and, like, just watching TV, or not even watching TV, just, like, scrolling on my phone and the TV's on in the background. And you're right that it's a muscle you have to flex, because it's now, after 2 years, no longer muscle memory to go pick up a book and lay on the couch and read it. Like, I don't know. My muscle memory is like, get your phone, you know?
Right. I mean, and TikTok is now shortening our attention spans even more. And so it's hard to sit down and be still and quiet and not have the urge to pick up and scroll. It's just, you know, that's convenient. But even taking 20 minutes out of my day just to sit down and read a couple of chapters just kind of helps me just chill out. My brain tends to go a mile a minute, and I feel I have that thing where you feel guilty about not being quote unquote productive.
Being a human. Totally.
Yeah, seriously. But yeah, I mean, I don't know what kind of books you like to read, but I really like magical realism. I like some fantasy books. I don't really read a whole lot of nonfiction. I tend to like escapism. Like, reading is definitely an escape for me.
Yeah, I mean, I like fiction. I love romance. I love, like, the new age of romance that we're getting. You know what I mean? We're getting cuter covers and not so much like a grocery store, like mass market paperbacks, which there's nothing wrong with those. It's just like it wasn't a genre that I was open to before. And then I read like, you know, one Casey McQuiston book and I was like, wait a minute, this rules and that's all I want to read.
It's fun.
It's so fun. I mean, and like whatever, but I think there's like a habit I need to build. You know, I think I think I'm coming to the realization that there might not be a time where I just automatically like want to read a full book in one sitting. Like I was trying to think of the habits I could build. Like one of them was like, I think I should wake up and then not look at my phone at all. And like for a half hour, just read, like before I look at anything, before I see any emails, before I respond to any DMs, before I text my friends, before I call my mom, like anything I should just do for the first half hour. Cause let's be honest, I spend the first 45 minutes like scrolling, right? I mean, we all do. So, I mean, if I could turn that into reading time, that would be amazing. But again, in theory, in practice, very difficult. How do you get to a place of laying in the hammock without thinking like, oh, my phone, or like, oh, what's happening? Or like, what am I missing?
I mean, I'm a big to-do list person and I will write things on my to-do list that I've already done just so I can check them off because I'm that type of person.
I love that.
So I think incorporating that as a thing that needs to get done, you know what I mean? I think that is something that will keep your brain healthy. It also keeps you, more creative, and it's nice to take a break from actual real life things that are happening. And I do have to say that the not picking up the phone thing is exceptionally hard for me too. I tend to just, what's on Instagram? I got a notification.
Yeah.
But turning it over. Oh, I also highly recommend watching like an aesthetic ambient music YouTube video while you read.
Okay.
I would highly recommend this curated experience is what I would try to describe it as.
What do you search to get what you want?
So right now I live in Oregon. I live in Portland, Oregon, and it's very cozy winter vibes. So I would search on YouTube for either rainy coffee shop, ambient music, and see what pops up. And there's so many good videos that are literally like a couple of hours long, and it's the same thing on a loop. And, you know, you could have some magical forest, there's cottage core, there's all sorts of things. But that's also nice because there's something else happening where it's not just, I need to focus on this book and get through and, you know, spend the 20 minutes reading. But there's also a screen that's displaying this beautiful image. And it's like, maybe there's raindrops and you can hear it. It's like this curated experience. And then you can light a candle and just have like a moment to yourself.
Okay. You're making this sound very appealing. And I think it's...
You should try it.
No, you're right. It's like the forcing of it, right? It's like it's the working out of it all. It's like, it's the putting on your shoes and getting out of bed and getting yourself to a place of movement. And then in like 5 minutes later, you're like, oh, I love this. This feels great. But like the whole like build up to it is like, I'll try it tonight. I'm not saying like reading is like working out. Please. Nothing is worse than working out in my book.
Right?
But I really would love to. I think that's right. I would, you know what I'm thinking of for my aesthetic YouTube video would be like the Yule log, but like Christmas, but like the Yule log, right? Like with some like jazzy music, some like coffee shop vibes. I would light my emergency harvest candle for my emergency. Mm-hmm. Do you listen to audiobooks while you make candles?
Yeah, I listen to audiobooks. I listen to podcasts. Yep. I do it all.
So I can only listen to audiobooks when I'm driving, because if I listen in my house, I totally zone out. Like my brain like takes over, you know, like it just becomes like white noise. And then I'm like, oh, fuck, like I have no idea. Like who's talking? What are they talking about? Like I will go in and out. Do you have any tips for like staying focused?
I say pick if you're into like different genres of books, I technically can't. I really can't listen to something that's quite dense while I'm working on a task.
Mm.
So it has to be lighter. Like the David Sedaris is nice to listen to because it's short, it's sweet, it's lighthearted. I was trying to get into this fantasy book and I just could not focus on what was going on, there was a lot of like imagination that you had to, I guess, you know, a lot more brain power than listening to somebody talk
about
it.
That's asking a lot. That's asking a lot. Yeah, no, I know. That's asking a lot of me. Okay. So what's like, besides David Sedaris, what's been your best audiobook recommendation for like when your hands are busy and you're listening?
I listened to all of the Bridgerton books when Bridgerton first came out. Oh, that was really good.
Okay.
And also, you really need to find a narrator that is pleasant to listen to, because not everybody has a great voice. Yeah. And some people talk extremely slow, and I have to like speed it up sometimes because I'm like, okay, let's get to the point. Like, what are we talking about here?
Yeah. And you know, when they're recording it, they have to talk slow because most people talk fast. So it's like a note that they get. I had to do that with the Jessica Simpson book. I had to speed it up because she'd be like, I was singing at a concert. And I was like, all right, Jessica, like, and honestly, at 1.5x speed, it sounded like a normal cadence to me. Yeah. I mean, but I'm also like an extremely fast talker. And I've been getting that note my entire life. So I understand if someone sits down to read their own words, it's like, it's like people are like, all right, slow down. And then you get really self-conscious about it.
Yeah.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I'm looking right now at like all the romance books in Libro.fm's offerings, and I'm thinking of like what I want to download. And everything looks so good, right? Everything looks so enticing to me. It's just about... Here's the thing. I'm like, oh, I don't have any time. Yeah, no, I was going to say, like, I always am like, oh, I don't have any time. But, like, let the record show. I had plenty of – I watched every episode of SVU in the last, like, year. I have had a lot of time. That's, like, a lot of time. So I think I need to call bullshit on myself and just reprioritize my time.
I mean, when you think about it, a lot of books, the average time that I see, like, on Libby and stuff for an audiobook is about 12 hours. And really, I mean, if that's your morning commute, that's 12 days. Or if you have a 30-minute commute, it's 24 days. You can still at least get through a book a month easily.
Right.
Through an audiobook.
Yeah. And if you speed it up, then literally it's 12 hours becomes 8 hours.
Yeah.
I mean,
definitely doable.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, look, I sound like Cameron Diaz in The Holiday when she goes, I buy all the books, I never read them. I feel that I have a house, and I'm definitely that meme where it's like the books in my house looking at me while I like buy new books.
Oh, seriously. Yeah.
But I really would like to just learn how to love to read again. I was thinking about my childhood, and I grew up in a family, my parents would not let me watch TV after a certain age. It was like, I think by the time I was in second grade, it was like TV is not for weekdays. And
oh, wow.
I know. They're crazy. Mom, dad, if you're listening, you're crazy. But it really gave me this opportunity to like, all I wanted to do was read. And when I would get good grades, my parents would take me to the bookstore and I would get
Wasn't
to buy it.
Wasn't that the best?
The best.
Like the Scholastic Book Fair. Oh my God.
The catalog literally. And like circling everything you wanted.
Everything.
And so I just want to get back to a place like my parents had a rule, no reading at the table, because I would come to the dinner table with a book in my hand and I would try to like read while my whole family was sitting there talking.
Oh, and little Caroline.
I know. I'm not there anymore. Now it's like no SVU when the pizza comes. Like that's the new rule, which is like doesn't fly off the tongue as well. But I want to get back to that place. I'm very jealous of your hammock life. And we live on the same side of the country. We can both be outside. Or, well, I don't know. Is it cold in the Pacific Northwest now?
It's cold, but you can be sitting outside, I think, you know, with the right amount of clothing.
Right. And I, you know, it's 70 degrees here. I have no excuse. Oh. I have outdoor furniture. I should be using it.
Yep. Caroline, take the book into your inflatable hot tub.
I know. I was just going to say it. Like, that's, and that's my favorite thing to do. Like, when I go to Airbnbs, I have a waterproof Kindle for that reason. So I will just float. I need to do it. I know.
Yes.
So tell me.
You have to curate the experience, definitely.
You're right.
I think that'll get you into the mood.
I'm going to do, like, the Yule log. I'm going to go on Libby and, like, just kind of, like, refresh my collection of books, get excited about something, maybe even reread something I've loved before.
Yeah, totally.
Are you a book rereader?
I am, but I tend to reread books that are in a series versus standalone books.
Interesting. Okay, so like,
I don't know
The Magicians, have you reread a million times?
No, I haven't read that series. I've read,
I'm surprised.
I know. I actually gifted it to my sister one Christmas, and I think she already read those. I've read, obviously, Harry Potter a billion times.
Sure.
Outlander, Game of Thrones. I recently, there's an author, her name is V.E. Schwab, and they write a ton of different books, but there was a specific series that started with one called A Darker Shade of Magic, which was really excellent. So I'm just finishing up that series. And I feel like those books are going to be something that I would like to revisit. But I tend to not reread standalone books. That's just me. I don't know
Interesting.
Why.
Interesting. Just you things. I love that. Mm-hmm. Are you a cozy mystery fan?
I engage in a cozy mystery. Yeah, I like those.
But do you know about like the like crazy cozy mystery? Do you know what I'm talking about? Like, not just like a good mystery, like the mystery.
Like it's in Britain, and it's like,
yeah, it's in Britain. 20s. Yeah, and it's like it's like shotguns and souffles, or like murder in the bakery. Like, they're all called that. There Barnes and Noble used to have like a whole section I know Barnes and Noble, like, I remember like Barnes and Noble was like, you know, you've got mail, Joe Fox, and now everyone's like, save Barnes and Noble, because like Amazon's gonna like kill it. But there's like okay, so this one's called the Beauty Shop Mystery Series, and it's like, I can't like put it into words. It just feels so obvious. Like, okay, this one's called like the Hair Raising Mystery Series. There's the Bath and Body Mystery Series. There's the Hairdresser Mystery. And it's really weird. There's a lot of Kitchen Mystery Series, and they all kind of have the same cover. I'm thinking like maybe I should just throw myself wholeheartedly into like a genre and then try to work my way through. Cause like nothing can just be like read one book. Now I have to read 6,000 books.
Right.
But I'm very,
I would say,
into this idea.
You got to talk to Dory. I mean, I'm such a big Forever 35 fan. And Dory, as you know, is into the cozy mysteries. I'm sure she would not lead you astray.
She is. I wonder if she has read Dying for Strawberries by Shannon Farrow. I finally landed on the correct page. And then there were crumbs.
Oh, my gosh.
One is called Tastes Like Murder, and it's a picture of a fortune cookie opening, and the fortune just says, you will die tonight.
Who do you think is writing these?
Well, I can tell you, many people, and unfortunately not me. So I need to, there's just a lot. I mean, this is probably such a money job, right? It's
totally.
Like, I would love to find out, but this one's called Live and Let Chai. Murder with Lemon Tea Cakes. Right. Everything is very British. And it goes on forever. Survival of the Fritters.
Oh, my God.
Death by Dumpling. It never ends.
Yes.
The 12 Sleighs of Christmas. I should contact Dory about this, because she'll know where to start.
I have to confess, I'm not on that side of the cozy mystery, like, book verse, but I really love historical fiction.
Have you
read any of the Outlander books?
I haven't read any Outlander books. No. Should I give it a whirl? Oof.
I mean, picture this. A woman from the 1940s accidentally time travels through some stones into 1700s Scottish Highlands. Meets a young hot Scot. They're forced to marry and they end up falling in love. And you have to, I mean, Outlander is fantastic. It's romance. It's historical fiction. It's hot and heavy at some points. It's, you know, it's my dream genre.
Well, that's really all I look for in anything I consume. So maybe Outlander is, I've never seen Outlander either. So do you suggest starting with the books?
Yeah, the books are definitely much more dense than the TV series.
Okay.
But either, I mean, both are pretty good. I mean, that plays Jamie, hot Scott. I mean, there's nothing else to say.
Right. That's really what I'm looking for in my books. More hot men in the books. This book is called Who Moved My Goat Cheese? I think there is room for everybody on both sides. And Laura, if I start the Outlander book, I'm going to make you read And Then There Were Crumbs. And we will book club it. Tell everybody where they can shop Burrow Home and where they can follow you on Instagram.
All right. Well, you can find my candles at shopburrowhome.com. And you can follow me on Instagram at Burrow Home. I post there pretty much every single day. And yeah, I've got a lot of new stuff coming soon.
Join the candle club. It is so worth it. I know sometimes you look at like a $24 price tag on a candle and you're like, oh my God, that's so expensive. But when I tell you that the Burrow Home candles like burn till the end, it's so fulfilling. I think if I've kept my Anne Boleyn candle burning every day for like 4 days, and I think we're only maybe just about halfway.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Yeah, it holds a very good burn. And that's like maybe like 5 hours a day. Like it holds like a very, very good burn. So please check them out. It gets the full G Thanks endorsement. Laura, thank you so much for coming, for teaching me how to read again. I'm excited about Libby. I encourage everybody to download Libro FM, especially if you're an Audible person. Just make the switch. It's easy. You can support any local bookstore you want. It's very easy to do. And I will link to everything that we talked about, including some of these cozy mysteries, Live and Let Fry, or whatever it was called, in the show notes. And I'll also link to where you can follow Laura on Instagram and shop her candles. Laura, thank you so much for coming to the show. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Caroline. I really appreciate it.
You just listened to another episode of G-Thanks Just Bought It, edited and mixed by Veronica Gruba and produced and hosted by me, Caroline Moss. In between episodes, you can always head to the G-Thanks Instagram at G-Thanks Just Bought It Pod and the G-Thanks Facebook group to get and give life-changing recommendations of your own. Subscribe to our weekly sale and discount emails at gthanks.substack.com. It's free. And you can reach me at caroline@gthanksjustboughtit.com or leave me a message at 424-245-0736 with a product recommendation, and you may be featured on an upcoming episode. G-Thanks is powered by subscribers like you. To keep all of our G-Thanks content free and accessible to all, consider making a monthly donation of $2 to keep us going at patreon.com/gthanksandfriends.